Joy on a Thursday morning. The sound of Ray, like a ray of sunshine coming out of your radio. And of course, you're on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. If you caught the first little chunk of this hour, you would have had the word on Magnificent Meat Day. And if that means you're making a beeline to Lifestyle Super Spa in the Lifestyle Center, well, you'll notice a few changes from last Thursday to this Thursday. And to give you the full perspective, well, it's time for the Lifestyle Conversation right now. Your behind-the-scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Super Spa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year Bolito history. And we've been pulling back the curtain on what's happening, what's coming, how it's all shaping up. The man with the answers for you this Thursday, Bolito local, co-owner of the Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Topset Lifestyle. Bruce Renkin is back on the microphone. Bruce, great to have you with us. Happy Thursday, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, so much has been happening, and it's been a little, it's been a minute, as the kids say. It's been a minute since we caught up, and I really want to find out how things are looking from your perspective, because just from the outside looking in, it looks like things are moving like gun smoke, and sure, there's been so many changes. I can't believe over the last couple of weeks.
Mark, it's absolutely true. Yeah, we reached a massive milestone in our project on Tuesday morning. We had set that date as cast in stone probably 8 or 10 weeks ago to open up our new refrigeration block of butchery, frozens, perishables, dairy. And we achieved that, and we opened that up to the customers on Tuesday. And it really, I mean, it's really impressive, but obviously it's impressive in the context that we're still in the middle of a revamp. So yeah. You need to look at it in isolation.
For sure.
But it really, really is awesome. You would have heard from Reno, the butchery manager, how excited he is with his new fridges. He's got his brand new fridges. The meat looks absolutely exceptional, and it's so fantastic to see all the energy and effort from behind the scenes in the production areas coming to fruition on the floor. It really is, you know. That said, it's only half of his butchery that is open at the moment, and over the next couple of weeks, the whole offering will
come online, so to speak.
Come online to the customers.
That's
so it really is awesome. And it's wonderful to see the spaces and that all coming to life and coming to reality in terms of our vision and our design detail, because you always get nervous, you know, you really do.
because you care. Because this is a passion project, and it is such a cornerstone of the community, and a place where, you know, it's part of people's weekly flow of life and routine, and you're doing your grocery shopping and you have your thing. A Thursday you go for the meat specials, and you know, Saturday's biltong and Friday, and you know, you've got your kind of life fitted around this thing, and now it's been undergoing massive change, but you've managed to keep the wheels spinning impressively. You haven't missed a beat. Obviously things have been shuffled, you know, one section being worked on, you've got to kind of squeeze things into another corner.
Absolutely,
of the
Mike. In the next week or 10 days, there's quite a lot of reshuffling that does go on as we move into some of our newer spaces and close down some of our existing spaces so that we can get into those spaces. So, you know, over the next 10 to 12 weeks, every week or two or three, there's something new that is coming online. Some little projects or little phases will be completed. You know, everyone just needs to put into context, it is a journey. It's not going to be the real deal. It's not going to be the complete experience. It will be little pockets and little nodes that will be opened up that you will see that. And we're still on track for mid-September to be 90% complete and mid-November to be absolutely complete.
Wow.
But it really is rolling on nicely. You know, tonight the bakery gets relocated to a half new, half temporary location, because we need to complete the full bakery offering, which will take us another 4 to 5 weeks. So bakery in its entirety will be launched to the customers and presented to the customers in early August. You know, that will then allow us to close down the area which is currently hot foods and bakery and government bread. That node will the hoarding and all that will go around that area from the 6th to the 10th of August. And then we've got 6-7 weeks of intense work in there while we prepare our new hot food section, which includes our curry bar, our sushi, our artisanal deli and cheese, our snacks and those components of the business. So we'll move into that node, which is another intense, as I say, 6 to 8 weeks. But it really is coming together in terms of that. You know, what has been fantastic with opening up the butchery and the frozens and the dairy and the perishable sections is really to see some of our real high level intentions come through. So we want the customer's shopping experience to be simple. We want to demonstrate choice. Yeah. We want to show the different categories and ranges and product and availability. And it really is brilliant to see while we're not complete in all those processes, it really is wonderful to see that we're going to achieve many of those objectives that we set out from a customer perspective. You know, that simplicity of shopping experience, extensive choice, a beautiful environment, spacious. We are very, very excited by the first little glimpse of the new store that is coming online.
It's definitely noticeable. You can feel it, as you say. The shape is now, it's definitely taking shape. And the customer feedback, have you been impressed with how well customers have accommodated and sort of gone with it and rolled with it and accepted the fact that, okay, it's a little bit different for now, or what used to be on this side of the store is now on this side of the store for this week? And have they been pretty good sports overall?
They've been really good sports. They've been really, really resilient. But we excited to move past that point. We hope their resilience turns into excitement.
I think it already is. It already is. And if you've noticed the intense focus of the different heads of department, now you're starting to understand what's going on behind the scenes and how there's a surge of adrenaline and caffeine powering everyone through the finish line.
I mean, as I said at our last little chat, our team have been absolutely incredible from their enthusiasm, their commitment, their work ethic, and the level that they're delivering to us, to Paul and I, is absolutely incredible. And it's palpable, that energy, and it's coming through in terms of the store shopping feel and environment and atmosphere.
Well,
yeah,
hey,
it really is great.
I can't wait to keep tabs on this picture as it continues to be painted over the next 10, 12 weeks. We'll be giving you regular updates right here on 88FM. Bruce will be popping in and letting you know when the next exciting thing has popped up and when the next thing has come online. But today, pop into the butchery and have a look at some of the exciting new refrigeration, because that's a real foundational piece of the puzzle that's now come to life. Hey?
It's exceptional. I mean, the product and what the butchery team are putting together there is really, really extraordinary. Go into those shops, open the doors, look at the product. You'll enjoy a massive bra with the box this weekend.
That's it. Hey, it's a good timing on that. Well
absolutely
played.
Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. You've been hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, the lifestyle conversation, your behind-the-scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Superspa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And you've been getting it from the man himself, Belizo Local, co-owner of the Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Superspa, and Tops at Lifestyle, Bruce Renkin. He'll be back again in the not-too-distant future. And right now, bringing you back to the music, here's the